I'm glad it's coming out. I'm so proud of those fellow actors that are speaking up. And I know that it's taken a long time. It's a very, very, very hard thing to do. You don't get anything out of it as the person who's been victimized. But it's important that it come out. But, you know, let's not think that this is some unique, horrific. This goes on all the time.
In Hollywood?
It's this male entitlement in Hollywood and everywhere, in offices and businesses all over the world, in bars, in restaurants, in stores. Women are assaulted, abused, harassed, and seen for just being sexual objects there for a man's desire instead of as whole human beings.
Did that ever happen to you?
It has happened to me. It has. I only met Harvey when I was old, and Harvey goes for young because that's more vulnerable, you know. But it's very, very common. Bill Cosby, you know, another example of Hollywood. But, you know, Dominique
Strauss-Kahn.
Strauss-Kahn.
Of the IMF.
For example. He's not in Hollywood, but this, you know, this is not unique. This goes on at the most horrendous high levels.
What do you think Hollywood men should do right now? Studio heads, leading actors. Because it can't just be the women who have to be brave enough, especially, as you say, most of them were young, fledgling careers.
Yes. We have to be helped by men. It's important to know that not all men are predators. There are good men, and the good men have to stand up and defend us and embody other ways of being. We have to believe the women who come forward. We have to speak out. I found out about Harvey about a year ago, and I'm ashamed that I didn't say anything right then.
Why didn't you? You're so bold.
I was not that bold. Because I guess it hadn't happened to me, and so I didn't feel it was my place.
What did you know?
One of the women who has spoken out, Rosanna Arquette, told me, and it, you know, it came as a shock and a great disappointment, this male entitlement.
What did she say to you?
I want to leave that to her to describe what she went through.
Because they say it was an open secret in Hollywood.
I didn't realize that, but I believe that it's apparently it was so common that everybody must have known. And of course, these kind of men, it's not only sexual predation. These tend to be men who treat other people not well. I mean, not people they need, not people like Meryl Streep or me in my old age, but you know, he didn't treat the people who worked with him well. He was just not a nice person, although he could be nice when he needed to. Mm-hmm. And this is very common among these kind of men. It's a mindset.
You said it happened to you, obviously not with Harvey Weinstein, but in your youth.
Want me to give you an example? Very first French film that I made, the director didn't speak very good English, and he flew to L.A. to pitch me the story, which was hard for me to even understand what the story was. But I remember him saying to me, and I was 20, he said to me, you know, in the movie, your character has to have an orgasm, and I really need to know what kind of orgasms you have. And so he wanted me to sleep with him.
That subtle.
Yeah, yes.
That is unbelievable.
Well, it shouldn't be. That kind of thing goes on. And I turned him down. I got the part anyway. And he was very nice after that.
So what would you actually say to young actresses right now who feel that they can't turn down a Harvey Weinstein or whoever it is because of the part? You obviously did, and you are a megastar.
You have to say no. You have to understand that you have control over your body, and that you have to say no, and you have to talk and tell when something like that happens. If we all talked and told, then they'd be too afraid to do it, I think. I hope.
That is a very good lesson.